cradio.org.au.
Hi, I'm Sarah, and you're listening to Cradio. Today, I'm out and about in the streets of North Sydney with the Sydney Net team. We're just out. I'll start with Steph. Steph, first of all, can you tell me what is the NET team?
So NET stands for National Evangelization Teams, and we go around doing ministry. We volunteer Year of Our Lives to serve, Year of Our Lives with Jesus. We go around to schools and spread His good news, and try to encounter young people as much as we can throughout the year by going to universities, holding our own young adults groups. Our main mission this year is just to spread the good news of Jesus and bring young people closer to Christ.
So tell me, who makes up your NET team in Sydney in 2014?
So we have our two team leaders, Paul and Roz. Paul's from Canada and Roz is from Victoria. There's also Nick, who's from Bendigo, Sarah, who's from Ireland but's currently living in Brisbane, and Josh, who's from Texas, and myself, who's from the Gold Coast.
So could you tell me a bit more about your background and how you came to be on NET?
So I was born in Indonesia, but I've been living on the Gold Coast since I was two. Grew up into a Catholic family, and it wasn't until when I was in grade 12 that I started attending youth group. And one of my youth leaders did NET for 2 years. He served in 2010 and 2011, and he really inspired me to want to do NET. I saw him as an incredibly holy person. He had so much knowledge and wisdom, and I looked up to him because I wanted to have that as well. And he encouraged me to apply for NET. And at first I applied for NET USA, but unfortunately after all the application and interview process, I got rejected from NET USA. So then it wasn't until a week before NET training in Australia started at the beginning of January where I felt a strong call to serve with NET Australia. So it was a week before training started. I still had a job that I was working at. I was planning to do uni. I already got accepted. But my mom told me to pray about it, so I did. And, you know, I opened up to scripture, and it read Matthew 16:24, talking about how that I needed to take up my cross and follow Jesus, and that if I give up my life, then He will save it. So I thought that was my answer to doing NET Ministries, and I rung up, got my application done, got my interview, and the next week quit my job and was on NET training, and absolutely love it, being able to go around to schools and just spread the good news of Jesus. Yeah, it's really a life-changing experience for me.
Yeah, it's one of those things, it's a bit of a leap of faith to be able to leave everything behind and give the Lord a year. What has been the highlight for you?
Definitely in being able to talk to young people, especially students in high schools. I think that's where my passion lies, and those young students that are in high school that are facing all these challenges and struggles, that are lost in darkness, because that's where I was once as well, and just being able to show them hope and show them the light of Jesus, and hoping that they can really see how much their life can change with Jesus part of it.
Yeah. Thanks so much, Steph. I've got Nick waiting out here to say a word or two. And I know Nick has just been accepted into a second year of NET. So you must have found the last year pretty awesome.
Yeah, I had no idea what I was going into, and it just blew my mind away about like how amazing it is to serve our Lord. And yeah, just to lay down a second year, I'm looking forward to it, and the random experiences that I'm going to go through, I can't wait.
So what's your story? How did you get here?
So like I guess most people, I was born and raised into a large Catholic family. I'm the youngest in my family, so I felt rather lonely growing up. And when I got to high school, I started to question myself, is church something to do? And then I started to get caught up into drinking and things like that, and I knew I wasn't really happy. And then I went to World Youth Day in 2008 in Sydney, and this is where I had my Jesus experience. And I came back home, and it didn't happen overnight, but I really wanted to sort my life out. And then I went to this local youth retreat, and I met this person who was doing NET. And through that, I decided to have a go at NET, and here I am now. And it's just been the best experience, as I said before.
So when you talk about a Jesus experience, what was that?
There was this concert on, and I love my music. I've grown up and loved punk rock music, and it was just a different story. Everyone was in the crowd was just full of so much joy, peace, and happiness, and I wanted that. And I remember just this moment happened, and this huge wave hit me, and I just felt the warmth, the love of Jesus, and I realized he was real. And he was a friend that I was searching for all this time. Mm.
Now, when you go into NET, you don't sign on just to go do mission and get closer to God and talk to school students. You also sign on to a bit of a community experience. What's that been like for you?
I'm not going to lie. It was tough at the start of the year. Being the youngest in my family, it was always about me. So I guess I was a bit selfish. And it was my way or the highway, but I learned to push through that and learn to appreciate everyone on my team, who they are, and work together with that, because all I could do beforehand with cooking was cooking toast, pretty much that. And now I can cook meat pies really well, roast really well, and I actually can make my own meat pies. And other than that, just working together, it's been a cool experience.
So apart from cooking meat pies and roast, what do you think is the most important thing that you've learned over the last year?
Tough question. I feel like it's just to really let go of your grudges and your views on life and learn to appreciate everyone else for what they are and work together with that. Because for me, to understand other people's experiences, that's helped me. So, yeah, when I learn to appreciate other people's opinions, this has helped me open up. There's more to life than what we want in our lives.
Thanks, Nick from Bendigo. Someone with a really awesome name just caught my eye. Sarah, now you're the second person on the Sydney NET team who's just been accepted for another year of NET. Mm-hmm. So what's your past year been like and what are you looking forward to about the year to come?
This year on NET has been the most incredible life-changing experience of my life. It was the best decision I ever made to do NET Ministries, and it's been a roller coaster. The experiences I've had, where we get to go, the things we get to do, the mission side of it and then the team side of it are just so incredible. And it has really been life-changing. It really has. I've learned so much. And I'm so excited for next year. I'm so excited to have another round of mission life and experience NET in a different way as a second year, as someone who has a bit of experience behind them, and also to be that guidance for the first years as well. And I'm super excited to be accepted with Nick and to go through that training process again with him.
Now people might notice you have a little bit of a mixed accent. So could you tell me a bit about your background and your story?
Sure. I'm actually one of nine. So I have four brothers and four sisters. I was born in New Zealand. I was the last one to be born there. So, and then we moved back to Ireland. And then I was living there until I was 10. And then we came out to Australia in 2005. And we lived here. And then in 2011, we went back for a year. And then we came back. And so I've kind of been all over the place, but it's taught me a lot. I love traveling because of it, but it's taught me a lot about being grounded and not taking things for granted, especially that. And so it's really, really quite amazing to have such a crazy background. But moving house is a little annoying.
So, I mean, what was it like for your family and friends when you told them that you were going to go off and do this year of mission?
Well, my family is extremely supportive, and they have been from day dot. It's such a blessing to have that. I have such a Catholic family that really just get what I want to do, and they're very supportive right back behind me. My friends are also very supportive and help me out, not only financially with my fundraising, but just with being there for me and asking me how I'm going. And I think for some of them, it's been a bit of a surprise, but what I do, and some of them maybe don't get it, especially if they're not into their faith or not really involved in their faith. But that's okay. I think that it's important to be a witness to them and to not shut them out of our lives just because we're living out our faith in such a dramatic way, being on mission, but they're still our friends and they're still our brothers and sisters in Christ. So, yeah.
Now, sometimes I know when we're serving within the church, sometimes we get a little bit discouraged, or sometimes things are a little bit difficult. Mm-hmm. But then often there are those experiences where you just step back and you're like, wow, this is what it's all about. Mm-hmm. Can you share maybe one of those moments that you've had?
Oh gosh, there's been definitely a lot. I guess the first thing that came to my mind was when we go to retreat days, we have to lead them. So someone is the leader for the day. And I was always very, very nervous and just overwhelmed and stressful. It would freak me out having to lead a day. But I started leading recently, and there was a day where we had absolutely zero preparation for it because that's just how the week went. We were so busy. Got home at 11:30 from ministry, and I was given the schedule, and it was like, this is what you're doing tomorrow. I was like, yep, okay. And so the next day, I went there. I believe that Jesus was right by my side, and I believe that Mary as well was interceding for me for the day. And it ended up being such an incredible day of ministry. I led really well, and I'm really proud of myself for the way that I led. And I got to do small groups as well, which is very rare because we have such large schools in Sydney, and we had small groups, and just the experience of small group with the young men that we were ministering to was so powerful. They were asking me all about the faith and about my experience and asking me really, really good questions. And I really encountered Jesus through them. And after that day, I really did step back and I was like, this is exactly what I am here for. This is exactly why I signed up for this. Days like this, the days where the ministry just blows your mind. And yeah.
Thanks so much for sharing with me. I'm looking around. There must be another person here who wants to talk to me. And that would be Roz. Roz, who is on year number three. So Roz, tell me a bit about yourself.
I like long walks on the beach and romantic dinners. No. I'm the oldest of six kids from regional Victoria, and in a practicing, almost not even Catholic family. So I live for most of my life with my mum and my stepdad, who aren't Catholic. So I grew up kind of trying the faith a little bit. I went to youth group, and it was like a fight for my parents, like, to go to that. And when I finished school, I went to uni for a couple of years and got a job. And I just was searching. I kept searching for more and more and more. And that's, I think, what led me to 3 years of NET. But, yep. Yeah.
I'm just going to sit down next to you to get a bit more cozy. So, I mean, you come from a family with not really any faith. Where did you get your faith?
I went to Catholic schools, and I just always did really well in RE. I really enjoyed it, and I remember some of, you know, the big assignments I had in year 7 and 8. And I also was very lucky enough to have a youth minister at my school in, I think, from year 10 to year 12. And she was the first young Catholic woman I ever met who really practiced the faith. A lot of people before that I'd met just, they went to mass, but they didn't really live out their faith in every other aspect of their life, but this woman did. And I ended up going to World Youth Day in 2005 to Cologne when I was in year 11, and that was a really big life-changing moment for me. It didn't completely sell me. It didn't completely change my heart, but it definitely changed the path of my life into the direction it's now heading. So,
I mean, you spent 3 years in service. It's quite a generous gift that you've given to the church and to many young people there by giving 3 years of your life. What has that time meant to you?
I think that God is in heaven laughing at me because I have these great plans. I was like, I don't want to do NET, but I feel that's where God's calling me, so I'll do it. I'll just do 1 year. Oh, actually, he's calling me to 2 years, so I'll do 2 years. And we always joke about third years. It's never a serious thing, really, for someone to do a third year. It's the big joke. And it was a joke last year. But there was this little part of me that was like, oh, no, maybe that's a real thing. And so when I finished NET last year, I went back to Victoria. I started looking for work. But I knew that none of the jobs that I was applying for was what I was called to do. And I guess I said yes, and I was scared. And to be honest, coming into my third year of NET, I wasn't excited about it because I know NET, whilst it has these incredible highs, can also you can go through some lows as well. And I was like, I've had two pretty decent years. Like, I don't want my third year to be a really big low. And so I was quite nervous about that. And I like to think I'm an optimistic person, but I don't think I really am. I don't think that's my natural tendency. So definitely third year, doing a third year was a big thing for me, but it has been probably, because I'm not quite done with the 3 years, 2.5 of the most fruitful years of my life, because I thought that I knew who I was and I thought that I had my life planned, but God has just kind of like picked me up and taken me out of that, and now I know who I am, and I still go through moments where I don't, but ultimately that, you know, I'm his daughter and I was made to love as he loves. And the person who I was 2.5 years ago when I first started NET, I'm so different that sometimes I forget how different I was. And I'm so glad that God gave me this opportunity to grow and to grow closer to him and to take my life in a completely different direction. Because in a few months' time, I finish NET and I don't know what I'm doing or where I'm going, but I'm actually really excited. And that's not the normal thing for me because I like to plan things, but I trust that God's plan is going to be even more incredible than what I could hope for.
Amen to that. One of my favorite quotes is that God can never be outdone in generosity, but it's easy to say it and to listen to it. And then when it comes to actually living it, you know, I was listening to a homily the other day where this priest was talking about all the fears that keep us from really being free to do God's will. I mean, how do you get to that point where you can let go and you can just go with where he's calling you?
It's a journey. And if someone had told me 2.5 years ago that this would be my life and that I would have to somehow, like I would have fundraise a certain amount of money, and I've actually only fundraised half of what I need to fundraise for 3 years. But even that in itself is an incredible feat that I actually did that. I would have been like, as if God's going to provide that for me. But it's definitely been a process of deepening my relationship with him and coming to trust him more and more each day and choosing that, because sometimes I don't want to choose it, but I have to. But it's just it's a choice, and it's my trust level, you know, it goes up and down, but it's also something that has grown and I don't realize it, how it's growing and when it's growing, until all of a sudden I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. But I'm doing it, and because God is leading me there. So
that's it. That's it. Now, thanks so much, Roz, for sharing. There's two more left on the team, and they've been sort of like hanging around elsewhere. I don't know if they're deliberately avoiding me or not. Josh, hi, how are you?
Good. How are you going, Sarah?
I'm really well. Now, what's that accent? Where are you from?
I'm from Texas, from Houston.
From Houston, Texas. How do you come to be in Australia on NET?
Ooh, so I really just applied, but it was through my best friend during this retreat. She talked about NET the whole week, 3 days, and so I decided to do a little research on NET and Google. I Googled NET Ministries, and it happened to be NET Australia that I found. And it wasn't until the interview process when they gave me a phone call and I noticed they had weird accents and they were like, yeah, we're Australian. And I was like, oh, that makes so much sense. So it was really like googly, divinely inspired, really, is how I put it to people.
So what has this year of mission in a foreign land been like?
It has ups and downs, I'll tell you that much. A lot of ups, but not so many downs. But it's just been great just to... five other random people that you live with for the whole year, you get to learn so much from them and just grow, and you get to see them grow as well, which is, I think, is the best part, is seeing other people grow and having a being able to share in that part, and it's just been awesome just going to see the young people of Sydney and being able to just talk to them about where I've been and how they can relate to me as well.
And is there one particular experience that stands out as a highlight in your mind?
Ooh, I think so. I think it was, we were leading this all girls day school, and I think the contact person said that like 50 of them would go to confession, to reconciliation. And so we didn't plan it for that long. And when it got time for reconciliation, all the girls, basically all the girls just went up, and seeing them one by one coming back from confession with tears in their eyes and just having that fresh new start again, it really spoke to me. And I think that session went for about like 2 hours, and we were just like, what do we do now?
That's beautiful that, you know, you have that appreciation of the sacrament of reconciliation, that you'd want it, other people to be able to share in that as well. I mean, where did you get that from?
Church. No. I don't know. During this year, I really, because I never went to confession really before, except during Easter, my parents would force me and I never really wanted to go. But during this year, I just found this new love for forgiveness and realizing that I really do need it. So I try to go every 2 weeks and just admit that I'm a sinner and that I'm a failure, which is really hard for me, because I really don't like admitting that I'm wrong most of the time. So I guess it's just been through Net that's given me the love for reconciliation again.
So would you say that you're going to go home a different person? I mean, what does it mean for you, this experience, and where do you think it's leading you?
It's definitely going to change me. It's already changed me. My parents and friends back home can already see a change, and it's only been 8 months. So I'm looking forward to it. And going home, I'll probably just start, just have to, you know, figure out where I belong in church and in where I live, because I don't know where I'm going to go home to. So, but I hope that it'll give me a youth minister job. In somewhere in Houston that I'll be able to continue to keep working with the youth of Texas, but and just be able to tell kids my story and have them relate to me as much as they can.
Okay, well then that leaves me just one more person before we can all head to Mary MacKillop Chapel. So Paul, tell me your story.
Well, my story... About what exactly?
Well, you don't have to go through the whole life, but just a little bit about what your background is and how you came to want to give a year of your life on Net.
Okay. Well, I guess I've known Annette for the past 9 years of my life, just kind of humming and hawing about it. And by the time I graduated, I didn't really want to do it anymore. And a few years went by, and I guess it kind of played on my mind just over the years as more and more of my friends kept doing it and stuff. And I was going to retreats and lots of events just put on by the Catholic Church in my area. And they were really great, and I thought I was doing enough until one day I was at a retreat, and I just wanted to do it all the time. I was just like, this retreat's awesome. I want to keep on going. I don't want it to end after 3 days. And I just started looking at all the options that I had, and Net was like one of the biggest ones. So Net Australia really stood out to me, and I had actually spent just a lot of time saying no, I'm not going to go, I'm not going to do it. But then there was a trip that I had planned. I had taken a month off of work, and I was going to go on a cruise, and then I was going to go to Mexico and just hang out for a month and enjoy myself. But it was January of 2014, which was when Net Ministries Australia was kicking off their 2014 year. And I was just like, nah, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to Mexico. I'm going on a cruise. I can't do this. And then eventually, I guess I just liked the idea of giving up Mexico and the cruise to do Net. It was, you know, it just seemed like the better option and really the way to go and the way that I should go. So I was like, hey, after about a month of thinking that, you know, it was like, oh, I've really warmed up to the idea of Net and filled out my application. And it was a sticky process doing that and getting my visa, and finally came over to Australia from Canada and just was like, yeah. Here I am.
Now for you, your own personal experience of God, your personal faith journey, would you describe it as a series of little things or a whole life journey, or was it a big it moment followed by lots of little moments? Or how would you describe your faith journey?
I guess a good combination of things. There's lots of little moments. I've had tons of little moments, heaps, that I just, some I remember, some I don't. And some big ones that just stand out and really just push me forward and forward again and again. Even totally mundane things that helped me to accomplish things in life that weren't at all related to my faith, but simply just little work tasks and jobs and stuff. And driving, thinking I can't do that, and actually just being like, of course I can do that, and doing it, and realizing that I could and that I had the ability to. Little things like that, as well as just having a strong circle of friends who were very devout Catholics, very good with their faith and going to Mass and reconciliation, and just having that good life and having that happiness and that joy of Jesus Christ really written all over the face. And just it's always been good. It's always helped me out, and it's brought me to great places in my life. But yeah.
Did you ever have a moment where you just were like, wow, God is real, there's not a doubt in my mind? Or did you never doubt?
It's weird because no, I've never really doubted that God wasn't real. I guess I always thought he was real. It was always there. I knew without a doubt in my mind. It was like, yeah, God's real. There's no way he's not real. Just look at the world, look around you. And I was always the friend telling my friends that, being like, hey, you know, just take a look around. You know, it's so simple to believe in that, and so easy to. You just have to look. And it's all I had to do. And I guess maybe that was part of my upbringing, part of my family's faith, and just projected onto me. And that, you know, I've never actually really had a doubt that God existed. Yeah.
And so what does this mean for you, this experience of being able to share that with all the young people that you visit during your time on net, visiting schools and whatnot?
It means a lot, a great amount, because really you want to share these things. You want to get out and scream it on the rooftops. Well, I do anyway. But I guess I've really always been interested in doing ministry and telling people about it and sharing that and sharing my gifts, my talents with everyone, whether that's teaching people how to do things or just simply talking to them about Jesus, talking with them about Jesus. If they have questions, answering them as best as I can. And yeah, just working with other people in that.
Thank you so much. Now I want to go back to the whole group, because I just want to ask you, just to finish up, just think of one thing. One, if you, I mean, you all have relatively short lives. Everyone's very young here.
I'm quarter of a century old, just saying.
But from your quarter of a century, so old, Nick, yeah. So old. If there was just one piece of advice that from your years of experience and your faith journey, one piece of advice that you'd want to share, what would it be?
One piece of advice is just don't give up.
My piece of advice, especially to young women, would be just be patient and to trust in God, because he will provide exactly what you need. It might not be what you want, but it'll be what you need.
I'd have to say just do it with a smile.
Just you have to choose joy each and every day. Choose to be positive. And when you're up to nothing, God's always going to be up to something.
Mm-hmm. Don't settle for second best. And don't settle for anything less than what God has planned for you, because it's incredible.
There's always light in the darkness. And, you know, Jesus is that light. And just hang on to him, especially in the dark times, because that's when you need him most.
Thanks so much, guys. I've had fun hanging out with you. I just have one last question, because I know there's going to be an opportunity for people who are in Australia to meet you all in one place, along with a whole other netters, I believe. There's the Ignite conference coming up.
Yeah.
Who wants to tell us about that?
What do you want to know about Ignite?
Well, what is it? And if you want to find out about it, what should you do?
Well, Ignite conference is incredible. I've been the past 2 years, and it's just over 1,000 young people come together. There's rallies with so many people and different workshops and other keynote speakers that you can go to. There's small groups and fantastic music and just an opportunity to learn more about your faith and to grow in your faith. We are going up. We're taking a bus. We're taking some young people from Sydney. So if you want to go, you can go online and register at... I don't know the website.
Google Ignite Conference.
2014. Dubbed on.
I think it's like igniteconference.com.au. And yeah, but go along. Net's going to be there. We're going to have a little place you can come see us. Come say hi to us. And we'll be wearing some pretty fun colored blue t-shirts that say Net, or black that say Net. And
there you have it, folks. If half an hour was not enough to be spending with the Sydney Net team, then you can meet them at Ignite Conference this year in Brisbane in September. Okay, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Sam.
That was my afternoon hanging out with the Sydney Net team. For more information about Net, visit netministries.com.au, and you can also check out the Ignite Conference at igniteconference.com.au. That's in September. There's just 1 month to go, so don't miss it. Also, for more talks, interviews and shows, visit cradio.org.au.
Radio.org.au.